Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island Beer Company, brewers of Goose IPA, Four Star Pils, Sophie Farmhouse Ale, and Bourbon County Brand Stout. More at gooseisland.com. We don't need to be the only beer you drink. We just want to be the best beer you drink.
You're listening to Sound Opinions, and later in the show, we'll share some of our favorite songs that plead, I want you back. But first, let's review some new music from JT, Justin Timberlake. Put your good hands on me. No, this ain't the clean version. What you gonna do with all that meat?
That's a track called Filthy from the new Justin Timberlake album, Man of the Woods, his fifth studio album. Jim, he's been around for like 2 decades now. Hard to believe he just turned 37 the other day.
Little Justin from the Mickey Mouse Club. He's all grown up.
He's all grown up, and he was headlining the Super Bowl halftime just a few days ago, right around the time of the new release. He is an artist who has survived boy band fame to develop a very credible solo career. Obviously, there was the multi-million selling boy band NSYNC that he was one of the lead vocalists for. But then the solo career, especially with Justified in 2002, his solo debut, followed by Future Sex, Love Sounds in 2006. Not only a credible pop artist, but a cool one as well.
A double buy it,
yeah.
for Future Sex, Love Sounds, and you know, and he brought Sexy back.
He did indeed, and now he's bringing in an entirely new set of priorities back. It sounds like Jim, Man of the Woods is the new record. It's his first since 2013. We're going to review it in a second. Let's play a track from it first. It's called Say Something. It's a duet of sorts with Chris Stapleton, a country act. Not the first guy you'd think of as a duet partner with Justin Timberlake. Justin Timberlake, Man of the Woods. The track is Say Something on Sound Opinions.
That is Say Something from Justin Timberlake's fifth or fourth. It depends on how you count the double blast of the 2020 experience. This is our Valentine's show, okay? And I've been struggling to say this now for all the years we've done the show, and Justin now has given me the words. Success is cool. Money is fine. But you are special. Another level. I needed to say that to you, Greg. I think that's Justin either talking to his wife, actress Jessica Biel, on this album, or his son, Silas. Mm-hmm. We are told the Latin roots of Silas mean man of the woods. So this is an album about family, okay? Justin said what he wanted this album to be was, quote, and I love this, Americana with 808s. Mm-hmm. All right? Old country with drum machines. That is a fascinating idea. I would have loved to hear that record, especially with talents like the Neptunes and Timbaland producing here.
Yeah.
Instead, we get like a little pedal steel here, a little bit of like, you know, faux banjo, you know, campfire vibe there. Not only does he not say something, he says nothing, like those inane lyrics I quoted from Higher, Higher. Oh, my God. The double whammy mid-album of Flannel. This is what he says about Flannel. It keeps you warm.
It's been with me many winters. It will keep you warm.
Yeah.
All right, look, I don't expect lyrical depth and brilliance from Justin Timberlake. You know, he's never taken a stand. He's never had deep thoughts. But that's okay when the pop dance music was as good as it was. This seems like a pro forma. It's time for the corporation to deliver a musical product now. Obligation rather than inspiration. I'm sorry, but it's a trash it record.
Yeah, it's disappointing for sure. You know, the one thing about Justin Timberlake that I really admired was that he made it seem so effortless when he was doing it. And there was also an element of tongue-in-cheek about it.
Oh, yeah.
Like he was in on the joke. I recognize the fact that I'm just this guy who used to be in this boy band.
Yeah.
And now I'm kind of playing, you know, a tribute to the music that I loved growing up. There's an element of, you know, family. Yeah, like you said, family. And, you know, I've got a new baby and I love my wife. But it's funny because the wife, Jessica Biel, is the one delivering the Hallmark commercial interlude in the middle. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, she does pop up.
For Jessica, and it's embarrassing for him to have his wife on the record playing this, "Oh, Justin, I'm so in love with you."
When I wear his shirt, it feels like his skin over mine. And the little holes and tears and shreds.
This strikes me as kind of a very manly album. You know, it's like I want to be a man and I...
Well, he's a man of the woods.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Yes. A man of the woods and the flannel shirts and, you know, the collaborations with the country artists.
Yeah.
I'm going back to my roots, man. This is what I really am.
He's got five or six guys on the payroll who drive the John Deere riding mower around his property in Montana, you'll know.
He's got the song Living Off the Land where he's talking about he's a frontier life loner struggling to pay his bills. I mean, you know, I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time. I'm choking on that one.
I'll be damned, sometimes it's hard. The backed up bills on the credit cards. She keep on.
And, you know, the Stapleton is actually the best part of that song, Say Something.
Yeah.
You know, but that's an old-fashioned ode to male stoicism. And I don't want stoic Justin Timberlake. I want Justin to be tongue-in-cheek and having fun.
Is it possible that this is a Portlandia-level joke?
There's a meta quality to it that's like, wow, are you really selling this to me right now? Well, I'm not buying it. It's a trash it record.
That is a double trash it for Justin Timberlake's Man of the Woods. But now we want to hear from you. What do you think of JT's new album or the Super Bowl halftime show or anything else? Call and leave a message at 888-859-1800. Coming up, we share our favorite songs that beg and plead in honor of Valentine's Day. That's in a minute on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.